It's time for Hoops Talk with Will Perdue, sponsored by Calamos Investments. You know Will, he played for the Bulls, current analyst for NBC Sports in Chicago, and we now have the times for this playoff series. The first round playoff schedule is out Sunday at 5:30. How are you, Will?
Well, Lisa, I'm doing well. I mean, I know the weather is not to our liking, but we're in a little bit of a gap right now before the next storm comes. I just heard the market's up over 300, so overall, it's a good day.
You know what? I don't ever find that you're down, Will. You always seem to be. You always seem to see the sunnier side of things.
Well, like in the evenings, if I want some ice cream and I look in the freezer and it's all gone, I get pretty down.
So, what's it going to take? I mean, let's face it. We've struggled against the Bucks this year. What changes do the Bulls need to make to get through this series?
Well, you know, I would love to sit here and talk about the big picture. But right now, there really isn't a big picture outside of playoff experience. So what I want to talk about and throw out there is, you know, I think they need to look at this as 7 one-game series. And it's the best of those seven. So it's one game at a time. And I know this is, you know, oh, God, here we go, coach speak. But we can't afford to look at the bigger picture. We've got too many guys that have no playoff experience whatsoever. Some young guys, you know, in Io and Pat Williams that were really going to lean on heavily in the playoffs, that, you know, their only experience in postseason is NCAA tournament stuff. So, you know, listen, for this team to have any chance whatsoever, they have to play really, really, really well. And that means they're going to have to make it, you know, a total 180 to how they finish the season. But the thing they have shown is glimpses to where they can compete and they can play with these teams and put themselves in positions to win. But it's going to take, you know, some really special and possibly record-breaking efforts from Zach and DeMar and Vooch. And I'm not saying it can't happen, because I keep telling people this story. You know, when you look at 1989, the Bulls team that I was on, we went 0-6 against the Cleveland Cavaliers in the regular season. And then, of course, we have that miraculous Michael Jordan shot in Game 5 in Cleveland, and we end up winning that series, and we also beat the Knicks, and then we make it to the Eastern Conference Finals and lose to Detroit.
Well, you know, from a fan's perspective, the idea, or at least the hope, was, you know, when the injuries started piling up, was, hey, when we get healthy, we'll be able to compete with all the great teams throughout the league. Well, one, they never got fully healthy. Lonzo Ball's not going to be here for the playoffs. They never really got to 100%. Do you think that belief, that same idea, kind of crept into the Bulls locker room, that like, okay, we'll be fine once we get to full health, and maybe that kind of snowballed a little bit and they, you know, took the foot off the gas a little bit and crossed their fingers, said let's get healthy and then we can compete?
Well, I think that's a little bit, I mean, it's a complicated equation, quite honestly, and I'm just talking from experience. You know, what I've dealt with over the years of being with the Bulls and the Spurs. But, you know, it's not a question of talent. We have the talent. But I think what these guys have now learned, when I say these guys, again, Zach LaVine, you know, Vooch has a little bit of playoff experience, but it's the game of basketball is not hard, because, you know, they've been playing it for a long time. It's consistently winning and consistently competing every single night. That's the hard part, because of the amount of effort and the intensity you have to play with. And that's why I'm so excited about this team, you know, getting into the playoffs. Because regardless of what Zach thinks and all these other guys that have never been in the playoffs, it's just, you can talk about it all you want, but until you play those games, and you literally, it's like a punch in the gut. Because, yeah, I was told what it was like, and I hadn't experienced it, and, you know, Bill Cartwright lectured me, and John Paxson lectured me, but yet, when you get there, I mean, it's just, even for the fans, it's different. The feverish pitch before the first tip, all 48 minutes matter. I mean, they're going to learn a lot. The question is, you know, can they compete? What are the games going to look like? And the main question is, you know, let's just start by trying to win one game. And then after you win one game, then you'd focus on two games.
Okay, we've got 45 seconds left. How many games do they win in this series, Will?
Well, I put in my calendar today, now that this schedule is officially out, to not work the first 5 days, meaning I think they're going to win one game.
Oh.
Because quite honestly, Lisa, there couldn't have been a worse matchup. You know, and that's the thing about the postseason. It's about matchups. And this you're talking about is, Kevin said, a Bulls team that's not 100% healthy and a Bucks team that's playing really well and now is healthy. And Mike Budenholzer, the head coach, has the full complement of his roster to play with.
Well, thanks for joining us on Chicago's Afternoon News. I know you know what you're talking about. And, you know, in my terms, when you talk about them not really knowing what it's like to play off, to be in a playoff game like that, I feel like when I try and tell people who haven't had a child, like, you're not going to believe this. You're not going to. And they go, yeah, I know. But you don't know until you're there. That's what you're saying.
You're exactly right. I have a son, and I didn't know until he was born, and then it was a big slap in the face.
We all get it. Hoops Talk with Will Perdue, sponsored by Calamos Investments. Time to get a check on weather and traffic with Mary Vandeveld.